89.3 Nigeria Info.
Occupy Lekki Toll Plaza or defend Lagos? Can NIN and BVN coexist? Is the CBN's ban on financial services to cryptocurrency exchanges legal? Those are the big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is that there are now two opposing protests planned for the Lekki toll gate on Saturday. Yesterday, I told you that some Lagosians online are planning a demonstration to protest the handover of the toll gate to LCC. They are calling it Occupy Lekki Toll Gate. They're saying the decision of the Lagos NSARS panel is not proper. They believe that because of the death of innocent protesters at the toll gate on October 20th, government should not permit the resumption of toll collection there out of respect. But now we have a second set of Lagosians who disagree with them, and they're planning their own demonstration. They're calling it Defend Lagos because they claim that these first protesters are planning to vandalize Lagos. They're also blaming the NSARS protests for the carnage and destruction that we saw at the end of October. But the Occupy Tollgate supporters are saying that none of this is true. They're saying, first of all, that NSARS protesters were not responsible for the destruction last year. They insist that the enemies of NSARS sent armed men to attack protesters even before the Lekki Tollgate shooting. And it was those that armed men, that armed those men and the people who were armed by those people that got out of control and destroyed the toll plaza and other infrastructure in the city. Then you also have those who accuse the army of setting fire to the toll plaza. But either way, the situation now is that these two groups are planning demonstrations for Saturday, February 13th, at the toll plaza. I should mention that on my way into work today, I saw work going on at the toll plaza. People were there clearing out trash, trying to clean up the place, trying to set it up, trying to fix it up. I saw that for myself. And I had questions about what the counter protesters aim to do. How do they intend to interface with the first group? That's because the Defend Lagos group are trending hashtags like "Dem no born your papa well." And some observers are saying that the language being used is very confrontational. So the question being asked is, why have the Defend Lagos protesters chosen the same location, the exact same location and the exact same time as the Occupy Lekki protesters? Are they coming just to protest peacefully across from them? Or are they coming with a challenge to see if they no bond their papa well? And of course, that leads to the next question. What will the police do? Normally, under the law, both groups have a right to protest. And if the police feels that there could be a confrontation, they should have a presence there to prevent it. So I'm curious to see how the police responds to this. But Lagos, let's hear what you think. Which of these two groups of protesters do you support? What do you think about the Defend Lagos protesters choosing the same time and place as the Occupy Tollgate protesters? What do you think about their second hashtag, "They've no born your papa well"? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds so that we can take as many calls as possible. Hi, Joshua. Thank you for calling us.
I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
Joshua from Ikorodu. Welcome. Go ahead.
I want to tell you that those people that...
Turn your radio off, Joshua. Turn your radio off.
Those people that want to counter the protest, they are being sponsored by the politicians.
Okay.
So I want to tell as many that has mind to sponsor those against the killing, they should come out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Chinonye is in Lekki. Hello, Chinonye.
Hello, ma'am.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, Chinonye.
Yes, welcome. You've got 1 minute, 30 seconds. Yes, go ahead.
You see this matter, eh? This matter. This is a matter of English level. You see, their hashtag is what? Eh? They are what? They say they're not born person well. I don't understand.
Defend Lagos and they're not born your papa well.
Can you imagine South Talk? Defend Lagos and they're not born your papa well. How do you talk this from out? That they're not born papa well. Not be South, they talk. Not be people when they use neighbors. We be talk. We be say government, they use any tell they want to, they do Allah. They go send their kid, they go send another person to give their kid. Can you imagine statement? Say, you don't want your papa away. That one I talk. Is it possible? Is it possible?
I'm listening to you.
Okay, now, they just say, can you imagine comment? You don't want your papa away. That one I talk. Okay, see now. They are doing to make Nigeria better. And the same food that was made in Nigeria better is the youth that are saying they don't bond their papa away. Okay, since they say the hashtag is they don't bond their papa away. My own hashtag now. Make I tell you my own hashtag.
Okay.
Okay, my own hashtag now. Their father.
All right, let's be respectful. Olly is in Mushing. Hello, Olling.
Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. The issue of Toll Plaza. The people that are saying they are defending Lagos, they are not really Lagosians, they are politicians.
Okay.
And they are being sponsored by politicians so that they can achieve what they want.
Okay.
The law court itself has misplaced the things. When they say the SEC refused to submit the camera to have proper investigation, why should they go into installation of the gate? There's a problem in this country. It's only God that can help us. When people say we should depend on God, I say, why do you want to refer your case to God? When you are fighting a big man that you cannot fight with your own very power, what do you do? Restore to God. The only God that can help us, the people that want to go and demonstrate, if they can do it peacefully, not blocking the road, not attacking people, they can do it. And police also should, like I've said, police should go there and guide, so that hoodlums should not go and jack the situation. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir, for calling us. Oluwafemi and Papa is on the line. Oluwafemi, which of these groups do you support?
Yeah, I stand for Lagos.
Okay, so you defend Lagos, eh?
No, I don't defend Lagos. I mean, I stand for the youth, rather.
Okay.
My bad.
So there's Occupy Lekki Tollgate and there's Defend Lagos, a.k.a.
I stand for the youth. I stand for Occupy the Toll.
Okay.
Sandra, I don't know. It seems as though we've gotten to a new low. I mean, it seems as though this is a new kind of craziness, right? Where politicians can, you know, divide people. It seems as though they are masters in that scheme. I recall during the first protest, because it evidently there's going to be another one on Saturday. During the first one, we got reports that at Ikeja, you know, sponsored dogs, even at the Lekki Toll, you know, people came to disrupt peaceful protests, even when security operatives were present at that scene. I want to answer your question. You said, what will the police do? There's little or nothing they can do, of course. Their hands are literally tied.
Hello, Femi, thanks for calling. Remember, everybody gets 1 minute, 30 seconds. Kende is on the line. Kende, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Who do you support? Them no born your papa well. I be Occupy Lekki Tollgate.
Can I sit on the fence?
Sure. I mean, it's your prerogative. It's a free country.
Now, I want to make a statement. I want to say, there's a saying in Igbo that says, you don't burn down your house because of an irritating rat.
Okay.
We shouldn't be irrational about this. What I'm trying to say is, okay, there are processes to this. We should not cause disability because there are other ways, there are other avenues. If we're going to that toll gate again and hoodlums are hijacked it, what are we going to blame? Are we going to blame the government? I'm not saying people should just relax. There are processes to this. There are other means.
Okay, like what?
To get to the government.
Okay, like what?
I'm not an expert in this, but that, the judicial panel is an independent panel, and it came to and it voted for that place to be reopened. It's not the government; it's the panel itself. So when we were saying, and this now is looking like. It's looking like a vase or something, and we pray it don't become a mess, another mess again. So let's just restrain and just try and be civil about everything. You can't say because we want to, you don't like the president, then you now burn your whole country down. Makes no sense. That's my own humble opinion.
But this is not about the president. This is about the toll gate. And in any case, your time is up. This is about the NSAS protesters who were killed at the toll gate, not about the president.
We should be rational about it. We should think things.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Give him extra 20 seconds there. Please don't kill me. Dayo is in Festac. Hello, Dayo. Thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? Welcome.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay. Now, I don't know if it would be appropriate to say the jury's out.
Okay.
And then the fact of the matter is this: we're literally dancing delicately at the precipice.
Okay.
Let me put it mildly as this:
okay,
we are all feeling the impact of the instability in the system.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a business owner, I'm sure you can feel that there's an unsettlement in the system.
Mm-hmm.
There's a serious challenge in the system as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of a body blow we can take with the disruption.
Mm-hmm.
It's also clear that we're dealing with the symptoms and we're not addressing the issues. There are fundamental issues to have about what transpired 2020 and beyond.
Mm.
And even that insurrection as at that time was predicated on a whole lot of other issues. And I feel that unpacking those issues is what we should address critically, not the symptoms. Because now I'm worried about causing chaos.
Okay.
Now we will lose sight of what the issues are, and then we start to have anti-pro, which is not what it should be about. We are all citizens.
What should it be about?
We need to get that clear. First of all, it's about us as people.
Okay.
It is not some people for, some people against. Let's get that out first. When we get that out, then we can let's sit down at the table. Let's have a conversation. Because when we hit the streets again, we will cause chaos that we will not be able to address.
Hmm.
People that have gone beyond, we can't call them back.
Mm-hmm.
Even the World War ended on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, like, you know, no, you know, all pun intended, a round table. Like you guys talk about, you know, we need to sit down and address these issues. Not us versus some people answer. Do not, because if you go there, you know what would happen?
What?
Let me tell you, I think it's a recipe. Mm-hmm. One, the government wants to show that they are on top of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
The forces have been bruised. They want to prove that, yes, they are on top of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
The ESS wants to prove that they have intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has a point to prove. At the end of the day, it puts a lot of people at risk.
Mm.
Do we need to do that?
So you're saying to both sides, both for and against, to stand down, huh?
Let everybody, stand down, breathe.
All right.
Yeah, let's have valid, there's a valid conversation on both sides. And we must have that conversation. We can't wish it away.
Dayo, thank you for calling us. We've got Aguma in Gbagada on the line. Hello, Aguma.
Yeah, my name is Aguma. I'm calling from Gbagada.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm totally in support of the youths.
Okay. Which youth? Because some people will argue which of the youth. Because some people will argue that they're both youth.
They need to look at what's happening in Lekki, and then a lot of people are dead, and the army that are supposed to be appearing in the panel are no longer there, and nothing is happening. And what do we do? The family of the bereaved have not been compensated, and government is just doing whatever they want. And that toll gate is built by the citizen money, taxpayers' money, and yet they want to erect it again. What is it that we have not bought for ourselves? Is it electricity? Is it the road? I pay for my generator. I pay for fence that is being erected on my street. I pay basically for anything you pay for. What is government doing for you? And yet again, they want to imagine. The place has been so free these days because of the removal of the toll, and they want to reinstall it again. So this is unacceptable. Honestly, I support the youth. Whatever they want to do, they can do it. Of course, they burn my papa well. You say so. Thank you,
Aguma. Thank you, and he maintained time. I like that. If you just joined in, Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts with me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and one of our big stories. We start the day every day with three of the biggest stories of the day, and our first big story. Two protests planned for Saturday at the Lekki Toll Plaza. I told you yesterday that some Lagosians online are planning a demonstration to protest the handover of the toll gate to LCC. They're calling it Occupy Lekki Toll Gate. They're saying that the decision that the Lagos panel made is not proper. They believe that because of the death of innocent protesters at the toll gate on October 20th, government should not permit the resumption of toll collection there. Out of respect. But now we have a second set of Lagosians who disagree with them, and they're planning their own demonstration. They're calling it Defend Lagos, because they claim that the first protesters are planning to vandalize Lagos. They're also blaming the NSAS protests for carnage and destruction at the end of the first NSAS protests back in October. Another hashtag that the Defend Lagos group are trending include hashtags like "Dem no born your papa well." And so one of the questions I'm asking is what you think about the language. Why have the Defend Lagos protesters chosen the exact same location for the Occupy Lekki Toll Gate protesters? What does "Dem no born your papa well" mean? What will the police do in this particular situation? Under the law, both groups have a right to protest, and they have a right to use whatever hashtag they like, including "Dem no born your papa well." But it remains to be seen how they'll react to this. I'm talking about the police now, because you have both groups who have a right to protest. If the police feels that there could be a confrontation, police should have a presence there to prevent it. Is that what's going to happen? I don't know. But we're keeping our eye on this story because it's a developing story. And the more we know, the more you will know. Now, we need to take a break. And when we come back from the break, Lagos, you get a chance to tell me what you think about our first story on the Big Three today. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
More talk, news and sports after this. Ask the questions. We bring the answers. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
And Lagos on the Big Three today. Two protests planned for Saturday at the Lekki Toll Gate. But also, NIMSI issued 3 million NINs in December and January. That's our second story. We got this news from Issa Pantami, the communications minister. And what that means is that NIMSI is averaging 1.5 million NINs per month. Now remember, the deadline for integrating everybody's phone numbers to their NIN is April 9th. So NIMSI has exactly 2 months. Meaning that if they can maintain January's pace, they will enroll 3 million more Nigerians. But as we've said again and again on Hard Facts, there are likely to be tens of millions of unique phone numbers who still don't have an NIN. So once again, the question is being asked, is this deadline realistic? But apart from enrollments, Pantami also talked about BVNs. Specifically, he was asked whether the BVN should not be used to issue NINs, since we still have millions of Nigerians who have a BVN but don't have an NIN. And let me read you his precise words. He said, quote, "The challenge is that the BVN records may not be 100% the same with NIN. But what is most important is that the NIN is the primary identity of each and every citizen, including legal residents. BVN is a policy of a bank and has not been established by law. NIN is the only mandatory number and the primary identification of our citizens, and every other identification is secondary. And the NIMSI Act 2007 provides that all our citizens must be enrolled. So this is the primary identification of all, and all other databases are supposed to utilize this, and not for NIN to utilize the BVN because it is the primary one. Some of the challenges encountered, NIMSI produced a template for registering citizens in passport, BVN and others, but some institutions did not comply with the requirements," end quote. So Pantami is saying that NIMSI cannot just adopt BVN records in full because they cannot trust the BVN records to be completely reliable. He's saying that NIMSI gave CBN and other agencies the template and data standards for their ID programs, but that these standards were not followed 100%, and so it wouldn't make sense to take their information wholesale. I wonder if you agree. I know some people do not agree. They're saying that while it's true that NIN is a primary ID, the BVN has proven itself to be very reliable. And based on that reliability, if NIMSI is in a hurry, maybe they should upload the BVN data first and then go through it little by little over the next year or two, cleaning it up. They think it's better to do things this way than to disconnect millions of Nigerians from their phones. I wonder what you think. 0700-993-993-993. First of all, at 1.5 million new NINs a month, can NIMSI meet up the April 9th deadline? And what do you think about Pantami's point that the BVN data cannot be adopted wholesale? And yes, you can still talk to me about the first story. I'm talking about the two protests planned for Saturday, February 13th. Which of the two groups do you support? What do you think about the Defend Lagos protesters choosing the same time and place as the Occupy Lekki Tollgate protesters? Monday is in Apapa today. Hello, Monday. Thank you for calling us. Oh, Monday. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm
What's
Tesh.
Your name?
I'm Tesh calling from
here. Tesh, welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I have to say is concerning the reopening of the Lekki Tollgate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go
Hello,
ahead.
You,
I'm with you. Go ahead, yes.
Okay, you see, Sandra, it happens that coincidentally, the shirt that I was wearing October 20th, 2020, is the same shirt I'm wearing today.
Okay.
And yeah, and each time I turn and look at the shirt, I remember what happened on that day. The fact that this government sent army to that place to shoot and kill Nigerian youth was because of money. And it's the same reason why they want to open this tollgate now. If really... And I want the government to hear me.
Hmm.
I'm not speaking on behalf of Nigerian youth. This is my personal opinion.
Right.
That this is what is mostly likely going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If they want it, let that tollgate remain the way it is. For too many reasons. One, there is no traffic on that road again, which Lagosians are enjoying.
Hmm.
Secondly, we want that place to remain a national monument. The memory of the youth that were killed on that day. If they really want peace, let that place remain the way it is for now. In fact, forever. Thank you.
Tesh, thank you very much for calling us. Oluwafemi is calling back. He's in Apapa as well. Oluwafemi, welcome.
Thank you, Sandra. My call dropped earlier.
No, it didn't. You had taken all your time. Remember, 1 minute 30 seconds.
I'm so sorry. I thought it dropped. But I want to ask quickly, what is the primary purpose of this NIN, Sandra? Because I recall it is supposed to be a continuous process, right?
Yes.
Yes. So why the rush, really?
Enrollment for NIN itself is continuous, but linking the number to your SIM card, to your phone number, that's the one that has a deadline.
Then no. It is quite an irony. You two, look at it, Chris. If the process is continuous, linking it also should be continuous, because I can decide to get another line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it should be continuous, just as your BVN registration also is continuous.
Mm.
I think this definitely has a political coloration to it, Sandra. Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling us. Tunde is in Lekki. Hello, Tunde.
Hello, President Sandra.
Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
Yeah, about the Lekki toll gate.
Mm.
You see, the last time government said that they are not the one that sponsored the people that hijack interstate. And I want to let you know that I am believing right now that they are the people that want to sponsor Ash Defend Lagos or whatever they call themselves.
They're not born your papa well.
But what? Yes, they're not born their papa well. And what I'm going to tell them now, they born my papa well, on Saturday, I will be there. And I want to appeal to military men who they are going to call again or the mobile, that this time around, no matter how many people they kill, they should not carry any corpse. They should let Nigeria know who died as an hero. We are tired of this system. We want to die for this country. I'm above 50, and I want to appeal to every member, every Lagosian who knows that you cannot tolerate this thing any longer. Let us come out on Saturday. Please, I don't know the time. What time is the protest going to start?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. They should, please, this time around, they should not carry any dead body. May they kill us. May they leave us. Let the old Nigerians and international know how many of us die as heroes. We are tired of them. This 30 million they are making every day is their problem. You can't imagine. They say they set up a panel. The end of the outcome of the panel has not even come. We don't even know where it is going. They are returning to be collecting the money. What has happened to the people that died there? Ah, more people go see that. And I want to tell you, those who say hashtag they not born their father well, sure hashtag they not die well on Saturday. Neither they come. God bless you.
Tunde, thank you very much for calling. Samuel in Isolo. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. If you just joined the show, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've told you about Pantami's comments about NIN and BVN. I've also told you that two protests are being planned for Saturday at the Lekki Toll Plaza. So which one are you for? Occupy Lekki Toll Plaza or defend Lagos? Or are you like Kane Day and Dayo, who have called into the show and who have said, everybody calm down. There are other ways to do this. Let's come to the round table and talk. And then I'm also asking if you think Pantami's comments about the NIN are legit. Because, again, he says that we registered 3 million NINs in December and January. So at 1.5 million new NINs a month, do you think we can meet up this their April 9th deadline? And what do you think about his point that BVN data cannot be adopted wholesale? That's what he said. We've got Samson in Ikotu on the line. Hello, Samson.
Yes, Joyce, good afternoon.
Sandra, how are you?
Oh, Sandra, sorry, good afternoon.
It's okay.
It's my first time calling.
Oh, good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
I must commend the effort. You are doing quite a good job there.
Thank you.
God bless you. Concerning the protest that is coming up on Saturday, I think that they should take it calmly. They should not allow any kind of trouble to come here. They should not allow anything people to use them to instigate some kind of crisis in the town, because we're just surviving from what just happened, coronavirus and the NSAIDs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody, both should come together. It's also meet the management of the people in charge of the toll gate and talk with them, maybe have a dialogue with them so that they can reason together if they can suspend, let them, so that this thing will not escalate to something else, so that we all can go our ways and do our business. That's what I'm appealing. Thank you very much.
Samson, thank you very much for calling. On Twitter, Ndubeze says, they've not borne your papa well, are hired killers, and they are coming to attack the Occupy Tollgate group. Nobody should burn down any buses or loot anything again, but Lekki should be occupied. Ndubeze, thank you for your message. Perfect Logistics says, Sandra, can you smell what I'm currently smelling on these proposed protests at the Lekki Toll? Lagos State APC politicians mobilizing thugs that they use to disrupt the protest. What kind of thuggery is they no born your papa well? I am for Occupy Lekki Tollgate. Perfect Logistics on Twitter. Thanks for your message. Emmanuel Udueze Onwuka says, I don't understand why the CBN would impose restrictions on cryptocurrency. I mean, it's almost like banning GSM and introducing the landline. We have to start moving forward as a country. I'm going to bring you that story that he's talking about in a bit. That's our final story on today's Big Three. Kenna Royals says, Last, everybody go occupy tollgate. We're occupying the tollgate tomorrow. Saturday is too far. The only language this government understands is protest. Nothing is independent in Nigeria. The panel is not independent. Some are waiting for 2023 when INEC is not independent. Kenna Royals, thanks for your message. Caleb Daramola says, as for the planned protest, I want to encourage Lagos State government to please suspend the opening of the plaza till things calm down. Now is not the time to reopen, or the atmosphere is still tense and charged. It is well, he says. Adebayo in Abulegba, welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon,
Sandra. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Speaking concerning the protest, the Saturday protest, to be honest with you, every reasonable human being understands that the same government that sponsored the soldiers to come and kill the youth are the same ones sponsoring those people that are against the protest.
Okay.
They want to do it neatly this time around. The other time, you people said they sent soldiers. Now they will send protesters. So it will be protester against protester. That is their plan. But it will not work. Whoever they are sending, they should bear in mind that they are facing the whole Nigeria. It's not only Lagos. We are tired of these people. They shouldn't even come with guns this time. They should come with bombs. We are ready for them. Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
Adebayo, thank you very much for calling. Dimobi Kachidulo says, it's heartbreaking to see the direction this protest has taken. We should stop this tribal divide. We cannot reform Nigeria like this. Where is the love for human lives and the lost ones, Nigerians who deserve a good future? Let's all be reminded, the voter card is the power. If you'd like to get in touch with us on social media, we are Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM on Facebook. The radio dial is 99.3. Leave it there. Don't go away, okay? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and I'm on air every day from 3 p.m. Olumuyiwa Inaja, welcome.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Let me start this way. We have used to military era to the extent that the government understands nothing but force. We are so used to dehumanize souls in Nigeria. Now, I watch so many videos that they call fake news. Some people's uncle, some people's father, some people's son, some people's daughter. Because of the money the government is making daily, I know how they destroy many lives. White people are still nursing their wounds. Some are still looking for their families. Now you want to open the toll gate to make money. Weather, bring take, give me change. Oga, no get change, give me change. White blood was shed yesterday. In fact, I keep on saying something. I said Nigeria is a country of extraordinary people, but ruling by ordinary people. If Nigeria is not ruling by ordinary people, somebody wants to come and protest that we are not happy that you want to open this toll gate because something happened, you never give us answer. Now you now stage another person that will counter the protest. Now my question is, Nigeria soldier and the Nigeria police, who will they shoot? Is it the one that wants to defend their own Lagos state that they are making money, or the one that said this humanity must change? Because there will be a two group, and there is no way there will be a two group that there won't be a clash, because there will be some song they will chant in, there will be some stone they will throw. So who will the soldier kill? Let's begin to ask them before Saturday, because I will join them also. So who will soldier kill? Is it those that said, hey, this is our Lagos, because they are giving them money? Or those that say, you must answer all our questions. So who will Nigeria soldier kill? Good evening.
Olumiwa, thank you very much for calling. We've got Alhaji Suvey and Alimosho on the show with us today. Hello, Alhaji. Welcome.
Thank you, Joy.
Sandra, yes. Go ahead.
First of all, I want Nigeria to understand the position we are now.
Hmm.
We are all in one chance. Everybody know what I mean by one chance. We are not running democracy. And people should understand, we are running a different ball game entirely. And Nigerians should be very, very careful. We pray God to save us from this particular government, especially the government of Muhammadu Buhari. What is happening with the headsmen carrying AK-47? Nobody. It is now the Senate. They are debating on it. When Nigeria has been starting for since last year, many months ago, they are not deciding, they are not talking of that. So let us now know the position we are. Protest or not protest, I bet you, Joy, no government, as far as with the situation we are now, we allow any protest to happen. Tell me why. I have a relative that all his property is destroyed in Marina. You understand? Up to today, he has not escaped from it.
Okay.
He is down totally.
Hmm.
They promised to assist him. Nothing is coming. It is the family that is assisting these people.
Okay.
So I am now saying, I'm advising our people.
Hmm.
We know things are wrong. That is why I mentioned the issue of one chance. Hmm. We're all in one chance.
Okay.
So the so-called human rights. So now wake up. The only thing we can, we can fight this issue is international. International bodies will help us. That's the only way. The human rights will not face it squarely. Nothing will come out from this protest. And no government is going to allow it any longer. In Lagos, that is my own opinion. We all see what happened. People waste their lives. It's an injustice. But what can we do? So that's why I'm appealing to Nigeria to understand the position we are, and the human rights to take it from international level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alhaji, for calling. Our final call is John. John in Ibejulekki. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
John from Ibejulekki.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Sandra, this is not a rocket science. So,
okay.
To find a solution. But I have two advice I will give. But let me just let you to understand this.
Okay.
The panel that we are sitting, that give them go ahead. They say four people vote, Abi. Or five.
Five people voted for, four people voted for, against.
And the other one voted against.
Mm.
So why not? Shebi, Namotori is the past that gate.
Yes.
Let them put a barricade. Ask the motorists, let's say from morning 7 a.m. To around 3 a.m. Do you want to continue paying in this toll gate? And get the response of the people.
Okay.
And I bet you, Sandra, that you will not have, even those elites that own money, that have money, they will not support that toll gate. And after that, I want to tell the protesters, if they are going to protest, let them arrange with the cattle railers. At least make some negotiation. Get some cattle. Use it to surround them. Because I know if there is cattle there, they don't want any army or police where to shoot against the cattle.
John, thank you very much for calling. Our third story is about a group of lawyers suing the CBN and the SEC over the new restrictions on cryptocurrency. If you just joined the show, this is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we start Hard Facts every day by bringing you three of the biggest stories at 3 p.m. This group that is suing the CBN and SEC is called the Digital Rights Lawyers Initiative. And they're saying that CBN did not have the right to stop banks from serving people who trade in crypto. Why not? Because SEC has previously declared cryptocurrency legal. That's the Securities and Exchanges Commission. As their name implies, they regulate securities like shares. But they also regulate the exchanges on which those securities can be traded. And last September, SEC issued a rule about crypto in a memo. The memo said that from then on, cryptocurrencies should be treated as securities. That means that they can be traded legally in Nigeria as long as the exchanges register with the SEC. And so the lawyers, the lawsuit is basically saying, who God bless, no man can curse. If SEC has blessed crypto, can CBN curse it? The lawyers are saying CBN cannot exercise power over SEC. Now, Nigerians are asking questions about policy coordination. They're asking how come SEC and CBN can give completely conflicting instructions over the same issue. But all of these issues we will discuss in detail tomorrow on Balogun and Broad. We're going to go deep into this crypto debate tomorrow, 5 p.m. We'll look at it from all angles. I'm going to have expert guests with me, 5 p.m. tomorrow on Balogun and Broad. That's when we'll go deeply into it. But right now, Lagos, talk to me. What do you think about the lawsuit's point that CBN cannot ban what SEC has regulated? What do you think about the seeming contradiction between both agencies? And yes, talk to me about the planned protests on Saturday. Do you support it? Are you against it? Do you have a third solution? What do you think about Issa Pantami had to say about NINs? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to start with WhatsApp messages because we have a lot of messages on WhatsApp. But I think I'll take Shea's call first. I'll take Shea's call first and then go to WhatsApp because there are so many messages there. Hello, Shea. Thank you very much for calling us.
I want to contribute for this way. You know, this country, everybody is aware where it's going. Especially, my sympathy is about those they don't know where they are going. If you don't know where you are going, world is ready to direct you. Those that they are telling, we should go, where? Are they, can they join them when that day come? That is my question. So I sympathize for those that they don't even know their left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should, anything, before you take any necessary action, you have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we should not hear also contribution from radio. This, let us go. This one, carry this one. Or that one, carry this one.
Hmm.
Those people, they cannot even go. So, my sister, advise those that they are ready to hear from you.
Hmm.
Well done.
All right. Thank you for calling us. Ogechi is in Lekki. Ogechi is my last call. How are you, Ogechi?
The protest.
Hmm.
I don't know what is wrong with this. Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you, huh?
I don't know what is wrong with this government.
Okay.
They know they have not settled the youth and they want to open the
toll
gates. Mm. What is wrong with them? Huh? These people, I didn't even understand them. I don't understand them at all.
But you know, we have no way of knowing that the people who want to defend Lagos are from government. There's no way to prove that. That's just speculation.
No. This government, they don't know what they are doing. They really know what they are doing. Huh? I didn't even know. I'm so confused. And I'm very, very angry. For these people, I'm really, really angry. I'll join them that day. I'll really join them because I'm tired. I'm really tired.
Ogechi, thank you very much for calling. We've got Tony who says they should open it. I'm saying this because 2023 election is around the corner. Those who want to be president need money for their campaigns. Ambode is in the handover note. Ambode in his handover note said that the cost of the toll gate has been fully paid for. So as far as I'm concerned, collection of tolls at the toll gate has outlived its relevance. And any money collected now is for private pockets and for private purposes. Baba needs money for his campaign. Tony, thank you for sending your message in. Sandra Wannebiko, these Nigerian government people keep postulating preposterous policy somersault that will haunt them, not us, the youth. They simply want to keep us tied to their apron by crippling what their parochialism can't decipher since they cannot tax or stamp it. Welcome to the online digital currency world. Lekki tollgate disaster looming. All right, then. Thank you very much for your message. You didn't leave your name, though. Good afternoon, Sandra. My problem with this government is that why not open enough registration centers to make it easier for us to register? I have to pay 1.5 with my wife, 3,000, and there's no assurance that I will be able to get it that day. That's a message from Henry in Ikorodu. Henry, thank you for your message. Another message here says, a few months ago, the governor of Lagos State came out to say that they will support small businesses that were destroyed during the protests. Please tell me, how many people have come out to say that the government helped them to build or restore their business? So do you support the protests or not? Considering that the people who are saying defend Lagos are saying that those who want to occupy Lekki Tollgate are those who caused the destruction in Lagos the first time. More messages here on WhatsApp. Sandra, the government cannot be trusted. They haven't told us the real truth about everything. By God's grace, we're definitely going to get the truth one day. This government has lost the plot completely. All right, I'm going to come back and take more messages from Ade in Surulere, but we need to take a quick break. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. I tell you that so that you can tell your friends that we stream live. Don't go away, Lagos.